Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, June 21st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a special guest on today, mm-hmm. Reverend Ted Pike. Before we bring him on, I got to tell you this story, Lisa. Locally, they've been building a new prison here, and it's just about to be completed. There was a lot of controversy about it, the cost involved, and so forth. So anyways, this is going to open in a few weeks. But before that, you're going to have a slumber in the slammer night.
I read that.
And what they're going to do is invite people to the prison. They're going to come. They're going to be arraigned, booked. They're going to spend the night in prison.
Eat jail food.
They're going to eat jail food. But to do this, to have this privilege of being the first one in the new prison, they have to pay $60 to do this. So needless to say, I don't think Lisa and I are going to be there on slumber.
Only in America.
Only in America is right. Now, as anyone who watches Wing TV knows, we're very adamant about people taking action.
Right.
Well, Reverend Ted Pike is maybe the most action-oriented guest we've ever had on our show. He's been on, two or three times before, mm-hmm. I believe. His websites can be found at hatelawsexposed.org and also truthtellers.org. So we'd like to welcome Reverend Ted Pike to Wing TV. How you doing, Ted?
Hi, Reverend.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we admire what you've been doing. And
yeah.
To start the show off today, I want to let everyone know that beneficial or positive progress can be made. In your instance, in your battles against the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, last October, October 8th of 2004, the Local Law Enforcement Act was defeated. Also, the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2004, also known as H.R. 295, is languishing in Congress, and it probably won't even be brought up for a hearing. And finally, the case of the Philadelphia 11 last year went down in a resounding defeat. So this does show that we can win if we take action, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Anti-Defamation League has always enjoyed a kind of a mythic power to intimidate broadcasters and Christian leaders and so on, threatening to ruin their careers if they criticize the ADL or Zionism or whatever. But what we're seeing here is that the ADL has been making a series of real blunders.
Yeah.
And it seems to be in disarray as far as a coherent policy and program for passing this federal hate bill. In fact, the most recent version of this hate bill, which was reintroduced only about 2 weeks ago, is the most outlandish and most extreme, unpalatable version they've put in yet. I can't quite figure out what they're doing.
Yeah. According to the ADL, words, whether written or spoken, now constitute violence and obscenity. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, and in fact, in this new federal hate bill of the ADLs, they say that words of threat, which are spoken on the state level by those who are biased against homosexuals and other privileged minorities, those words of threat constitute slavery in the states, which must be put down by the federal government. Have you ever heard anything as weird as that?
What
they're saying is, you know, the federal government can't invade states' rights and law enforcement unless it finds slavery and a few other things there. And so they're now calling bias a form of slavery, entitling the federal government to invade and take over states' rights law enforcement.
Now, this bill that you're referring to, this new one that was just introduced a couple weeks ago, it's called Anti-Hate Bill H.R. 2662. And in this, they define hate as a crime as something that's either real or perceived.
Right.
So hate doesn't even have to be real anymore, does it? Could you please explain what they're trying to do?
Yeah, this is a really, really bizarre. The H-2662 provides federal protection and prosecution for hate crimes involving real or perceived gender identity.
So what would
what in the world does that mean, real or perceived gender identity? It means that if a man perceives a transvestite female impersonator to be a real female and threatens her, saying, "Bitch, I'm going to kick your butt," then the man can be prosecuted for a hate crime. Yes, even though the woman he threatened was actually a man. Isn't that something?
Yeah. It's incredible.
This 2662 has potential to end free speech radio, you say. How so?
Well, absolutely. But what we saw back on October 10th in Philadelphia was that even though there seemed to be protections within these bills guarding freedom of speech, nevertheless, when the ADL wants to make use of them, it can royally come down on Christians or talk show hosts or publishers, as it does in Canada and European countries, completely stripping them of their civil rights. And these 11 Christians in Philadelphia found that out when they did nothing more there in your city but preach the gospel on a street corner during the Outfest Gay Pride Parade. They were indicted. They were arrested for 8 crimes, including violation of the Pennsylvania ADL hate law. And the total penalty for that the ADL wanted was 47 years in prison each, plus $90,000 fine.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that leads into my next question.
That's a little extreme, huh?
Yeah. Now, under H.R. 2662, the penalties that we're talking about aren't just a slap on the wrist. They want anywhere up to 5 years in a federal prison.
Right.
And as you said, the Philly 11 was facing prison time of over 40 years. What do you make of this?
Well, what they're trying to do through these radically extreme penalties is they're trying to persuade the general population that any crime of involving prejudice or bias is very, very, very bad, deserving of triple penalties. So if, about 4 years ago in Idaho, there was a dispute between, during a very much of a contested football game, and one man shouted against a black referee saying the N-word against him, and he was going to kick his butt. Well, you know, that was the black referee pressed charges. That was considered a violation of the ADL's Idaho state anti-hate law, and the Justice Department of Idaho pressed for 5 years in state prison for that man who shouted the N-word, and I was going to kick your butt. And that was unbelievable, because both the press and the people of Idaho enthusiastically supported that extreme penalty.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is tell us that hate is so bad that it needs to be banished in its thought form. And what this is all leading up to is not that the ADL loves homosexuals, but they want to ban criticism of matters Jewish and criticism of the State of Israel in the Middle East.
And of course, nobody here advocates anyone using the N-word or whatever, but what we're getting at is that a lot of times someone that rapes a woman won't get as much time as even a perceived hate crime with 5 years in a federal prison.
Yeah.
Well, the truth of the matter is, speaking of women, that this bill does give special protection, federal protection, to women. And one of the things that most people don't know is that this bill is also a Pandora's box of legal complications. When women and men and women having sex, the woman decides she wants to dump her boyfriend, and she says that he called her a bitch and that he raped her against her will. You see, suddenly a rape charge can go from 10 years in prison maybe to something like 30 years as it graduates into a hate crime with triple penalties. And this can be a vehicle for vindictive lovers, vindictive women who want to get back at male chauvinist pigs.
Right. The ADL has also turned its attention to anti-immigration activists like the Minuteman Project. Why?
Well, the ADL is against all forms of right-wing, Christian, patriotic attempts to retain our national sovereignty, the integrity of our borders, our Christian white culture, and so on. The ADL wants to tear all that down. And that's why they're using the homosexuals as their shock troops, if you will, to break down these bastions of Christian morality and civilization so that they can establish the new morality and new ethic in which Jews and matters Jewish and Zionism, the whole agenda in the Middle East, will be a hate crime to criticize the Jewish establishment.
Yeah. Now, we've heard a lot of absurdity today with in regard to the ADL, and a recent example occurred last year when Abraham Foxman snuck into Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ movie. He was dressed as a Catholic priest. And when the press found out about this, they pretty much laughed him out of the room for the absurdity of what he was doing. So, Reverend Pike, what lengths are these people going to?
Yes, I think that probably we can expect that the ADL, after that that great embarrassment for their leader, will make it a hate crime to laugh at those who are perceived to be Catholic priests, but actually they are nothing more than ADL snoops.
That's right.
Reverend Pike, in 1995, then-Representative Charles Schumer proposed to outlaw discussions of baseless conspiracies regarding the government. He is a proponent of the ADL. On June 5th, the Washington Post featured a prominent commentary by a former FBI agent who contends that American extremist groups are a breeding ground for violence and need to be dealt with as a criminal conspiracy. Now, what I'm leading to is this. The ADL has a law enforcement and society training program. It's mandatory training for all FBI agents. It's run in conjunction with the Holocaust Museum. Why is the ADL training our FBI agents, and why are we paying for this?
Well, back in 1990... the ADL wrote what is called the Hate Crime Statistic Act. And as early as that period, 15 years ago, I was battling the ADL trying to keep that law from being passed. I failed. And what it did, the Hate Crime Statistic Act of 1990, was to give a complete mandate to the ADL to teach, as you say, FBI, Justice Department officials, and all local police precincts in the United States, to teach them what is a hate crime, how to enforce it, how to report it as a statistic to the annual crime report of the FBI, and so on. And the ADL has sensitivity training seminars, hate crimes videos, a whole educational program for law enforcement in the United States. Now, obviously, they are grooming law enforcement. They reward police chiefs with trips to Israel and briefings by the Mossad and all that kind of thing, because they are very interested in taking control of systematic persecution of Christians, using the police, using the federal government, the Justice Department, to enforce a hate crimes agenda on this nation. And preferably, the ideal is to do it from the federal level, where it can have the maximum power to coerce and inveigle Christians into the court system.
Right. As a matter of fact, the Department of Justice awarded a $100,000 grant in 2003 to the ADL so they could expand this program into other cities of this country.
Yeah,
the ADL, the Justice Department, are hand in glove. In fact, it is a well-known public fact that the FBI comes to the ADL for under-the-table illegal information they can't get anywhere else. And the ADL has been endorsed by Janet Reno, the Clinton administration, and William Sessions, and so on. They have a very close cooperation, even though the ADL is generously involved in mafia-type illegal activity at the same time.
Now, over the years, we've heard a lot about the global elite pushing a one-world religion. And the latest development is this, is something called the URI, the United Religious Institute. And it's being supported by not only President Bush, but also George Soros, the Dalai Lama, Sun Myung-moon, and also Mikhail Gorbachev. And what you're pushing for, again, is this globalist New World religion, New World Order religion. What do you think about that?
Well, we have to remember also that the Nibereth International is an international Jewish educational, religious, and charitable organization. The ADL is the Anti-Defamation League of the Nibereth. It's an adjunct of a religious organization. And basically, there are religious underpinnings beneath the ADL. They have an agenda which comes from a substratum out of the Talmud and Kabbalah and Jewish Pharisaic agitation against Gentiles and Christians going back 2,000 years, and it then is not inconceivable that they will be working with other anti-Christian world organizations to bring about a one-world religious government as well as a political one.
Hmm. Right. The ADL touts itself as the watchdog of extremism in America. They list many individuals and groups on their website, like The sovereign citizens movement, the tax protest movement, and even anti-globalists are considered to be
anti-Oklahoma City.
Right, considered to be anti-Israel. The Oklahoma City rally that we just attended in April is also on there now. Why aren't you on there?
Well, the truth of the matter is that I'm probably one of the very greatest enemies, potential dangers to the ADL. I've been on about more than 100 talk shows in the last year, and on all of those, and many of these have been evangelical Christian talk shows, I boldly point out that the ADL is the mastermind, the originator, inventor of hate crimes legislation worldwide. I shine the spotlight on them without restraint, and this is very devastating to them because the ADL specializes in operating in the dark, behind the scenes, and when somebody points out that they are the eye of the octopus that is bringing down Western and Christian civilization, they don't like that at all. Furthermore, if the ADL draws attention to me and even mentions my name, people will find me at my website, which is truthtellers.org. They will watch 7 minutes of streaming video of my 4 major documentaries, including my hate laws video against them. And that's an education in itself,
which
works powerfully against the ADL.
We've watched your videos, and they're excellent.
Now, Reverend Pike, I'm going to put two questions together. There's a group called the Missionaries to the Unborn. And what they do is they post very graphic pictures around college campuses of aborted fetuses. It's very similar to what the left does with pictures from Abu Ghraib. And in Wisconsin alone, after these photos were shown, they said that the abortion rate went down 46%. Also, with the Terri Schiavo case, we're seeing that this euthanasia now is just the tip of the iceberg. So what's your take on this culture of death in this country, and where do you think we're headed in the future?
Well, as I say, the ADL wants to establish its own New World Order. And in order to establish that New World Order, it has to break down everything in Christian capitalist civilization, because that's a perpetual blockage, an obstacle to its ultimate game plan. And as I was saying earlier, if we go back into the Talmud and the Kabbalah, which are the supreme religious authorities for modern or rabbinic Judaism, we continually find this dream of world empire, this dream of breaking down the power of the Goyim and establishing a Jewish rabbinic Pharisaic ascendancy, both politically and religiously, throughout the world. So they may use the homosexuals, they may use anything they could possibly think of to strip us of our Christian symbols and our heritages and our principles, and corrupt mankind in order that out of the rubble, out of the devastation, a new Judaic world order may emerge.
People who talk about Zionism and the State of Israel are often called, most often called, anti-Semitic. How do you respond to that charge?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the Jews themselves have an illustrious tradition of great prophets in the Old Testament who very specifically criticized false Jewish leadership and told the Jewish people that their false leaders were dragging the people down to ruin and judgment by God. Now, it is not anti-Semitic to criticize the false Jewish leadership then or the false Jewish leadership today. Today we have a cluster of false Sanhedrins throughout the world. We have Jewish control of the media, of Hollywood and the film industry, of the television networks. We have Jewish control in Congress. We have false evil Jewish leadership in Zionism in the Middle East and so on. And all of this false Jewish leadership is causing, it's stimulating anti-Semitism against the average Jew throughout the world, so that the Jews, in a collective sense, are being blamed for a lot of deviltry that is happening as a result of this Pharisaic leadership. And what I'm calling the Jews to do, I'm calling for the Jews of good intentions, good motives and impulses, to get out of the ADL and to abandon B'nai B'rith and do what their prophets told them thousands of years ago, to seek the peace and welfare of the nations in which they dwell.
Yeah. Well, Ted, this has been so fascinating.
Yes.
And those words are so true, because when you get people like Abraham Foxman and the ADL and the B'nai B'rith, get out of those organizations. They're doing nobody any good. One last time, Ted, why don't you tell everyone your website address?
Yes, my website is www.truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org. I have a fascinating video documentary on hate laws, and if people would just like to call me at my home at 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808 with their credit card. I'll file them off a copy.
Very Reverend good. Pike, I just want to ask you quickly, what can people do to fight the ADL?
Well, the ADL fears exposure, and this video is a powerful documentary which has held back the big federal hate bill again and again. Thousands of copies have been sold. Get a hold of this video, show it in your church, show it to your conservative organization, and the truth will do more to drive the ADL back in their holes than anything else we can ascend against them.
Yeah. Well, Ted, thank you so much for appearing on
thank
the show.
You.
Also, all your work against these anti-hate laws.
Keep fighting the good fight.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV with Mr. Eric Huffschmidt. He's going to update us on the 9/11 European tour. Folks, keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.
See you then.